Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M, brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. He's no stranger to this show, and he's no stranger to the Central West either, and he's a good mate of mine. Jason Owen's online with us this morning. Hello, legend. How are you?
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. Haven't chatted for a while. You have had quite a year. Firstly, with your physical transformation, the fitness regime you're on, you're out walking as we speak this morning.
I am, mate. 100% every morning, Neil. I get out. Hopefully you can hear me. every morning I get out, mate, and go for a stroll. And it's been an incredible year this year, mate. I've always struggled with my weight. And, of course, recently this year I've lost 29 kilos with Jenny Craig. And, mate, I wouldn't change it for the world. It's changed my mental outlook on life, all towards my career, my music. I just feel so much better within myself, mate. And I want to say thank you to everyone for their incredible support out there for, you know, helping me lose these kgs along the way on social media. If I've taken people through the steps each step of the way, you know, and it's been a great journey, mate. It really has.
Yeah, I know firsthand how hard it is. Don't worry about that. Now, listen, how's the charity going? Doing it for rural Aussie kids. You've set yourself quite a mission this year.
We have, mate. We're heading out. We're visiting 1,000 kids this year. It's tipped to be the biggest year so far for the charity, and it's going to be a long way around. I leave on the 28th. And I'm looking forward to getting out there, mate. We're going to head right up through central Queensland. We're going out to Hermadale and Duralambone and places like that in central New South Wales, and all the way up through Cunnamulla, Long Reach, across into the Northern Territory, down into Uluru, Cooper Pedy, all over the place, mate. It's going to be great, though. It's going to be a long drive, but it's going to be fantastic. And I guess the whole physical aspect of my career now, and the whole physical, you know, side of things of losing all this weight and everything, Neil, is something I can share with the kids too, because it just gives me much more of a positive outlook on life, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, how do you fit 1,000 presents? What are you taking, a trailer with you, or what? How do you do this? How does this work?
It's a good question, mate. A couple of years ago, I took a trailer and a ute, and it was just too hard, mate. And what we do now is we've got incredible support from Australia Post, and we post a lot of the presents out to these smaller schools. Like, some of these schools, you know, only have 3 or 4 kids in them, you know. So we just mail out the presents to the schools, and then when I get there, they've arrived.
Yeah, right.
It makes it a lot easier. And another thing is, we're taking them around. You're risking getting broken into and losing your gifts to on the road. So it makes a lot more sense for us to be able to post them out. And we've had incredible support from Australia Post. So they've been really good to us. And I think it's just safer doing it that way, you know. I'd hate to get out there on the road and have that presence pinched off us,
oh,
you know.
Oh, that'd be heartbreaking stuff, yeah, absolutely.
It would be, mate, and we're coming back into your area. We're planning on going to Yagara.
Fantastic, they need a
we're
hand.
We're going to all around Forbes and that type of area as well, mate, so I'll keep you posted on that one, Neil. We're just getting everything still confirmed at the moment, but we're looking forward to it, mate, and hopefully we can give a helping hand to the Central West after what's been an horrific few weeks for them.
Yeah, it certainly has. Now, let's talk music. What's going on? I mean, Christmas time, it's always a good time to put out a few new songs.
Mate, I've got a brand new Christmas EP, only 4 tracks on it, just a little EP, and it's got Silent Night and Santa Claus is Coming to Town and all that type of stuff on it, Neil, and I'm really excited about it, actually, because it's one of those little albums that didn't take a lot of work to do, but when I was in there recording it, I had an absolute ball, because it's Christmas time, you know.
Yeah,
that's the title of it, and that's why I call it It's Christmas Time, because it just makes you feel great, man. I've got a little girl now, and it's going to be her first Christmas this year, and
fantastic.
I think the whole meaning of Christmas changes, doesn't it, when you have kids?
My word, it does. You really realise it sort of completes the cycle to a certain extent, and it takes you back to when you were a child.
Yeah, exactly, mate. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't experienced it with it yet, of course, but I will this year, and it's going to be great, mate. I'm really excited about it. And you know, once I get back from the run on the 15th of December, I'm going to kick back and have a beer and chill out and enjoy the festive season, mate.
I'm with Jason Owen this morning. It's Christmas time. It's a 4-track EP. It is out now, and we're going to play a song from it. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. This is a slightly rocked-up version of it. Good to chat as always, my mate. You take care, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks again for the incredible support, Neil. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice.